Ken, that's the music that makes plumbers delve deeper down into toilets to see how far our show has sunk.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello there.
Hello, Pune.
Oh, it's very bad summer for Punjab.
It's been a bad couple of days for you.
Oh, a couple of weeks. Man, I've been in trouble.
You have?
Oh.
Can we just recap? Because people are probably wondering why we haven't been on air.
Yes, apart from the fact we just hate it.
Well, that's the other thing.
Secondly, Pony wasn't available for the first week, and he now has a contract that means we can't go to air without Punjab.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that. And yeah. The second week, we had to go up to Sydney to appear at the tribunal on his behalf.
That's right.
It's good of you guys to come.
That's right.
I hope your beautiful hotel was nice compared to my wooden bed in the lockup. It doesn't matter though, you know, because I'm a very successful businessman in the China. That's why I went to the China.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And because I start business in the China.
Yes.
And they think that I'm up to no good, but I'm up to very good.
What did they arrest you over? What was the problem?
Coming back in.
Yes, because why?
Well, because they found things on my person.
That's what I want to know about.
Well, they found my uncle's cufflinks up in my rectum.
Why?
They've been missing since I was 7. And I don't know how they got up there.
Well, I got an idea.
I do too.
Yes.
And they said I was a smuggler.
Yes.
But I not smuggle.
No.
And They say to me, what do you do in China? And I say, I make the business. I own new Chinese restaurant.
Yes.
Where we specialize in breakfast.
Yes.
Nobody does that in China. Nobody.
Ah.
Oh, it's all about the dinner and the bain-marie and, you know, the lazy Susan in the middle of... But nobody has a breakfast in China. So I start a new called Special Fried Rice Bubbles.
Good one.
Thank you. And yeah, we do bat omelette, all sorts of things, lovely.
Yes.
And so I come back through the customs and they stop me. I profile bad, apparently.
Yeah, things weren't going well for because you got locked up.
I got locked up. I was banged up abroad.
Yes. Yeah,
I took the
worse.
Wig off and they said, wait a minute. That's funny, Pune. Shut up.
And then we had to come over.
Yeah, well, eventually you didn't come for first week.
Well, we wanted to make sure that it didn't appear too serious.
I had
at
the
first.
COVID. I couldn't come.
Yes,
anyway.
That's true.
I had the COVID.
Yeah, and I had no inclination to go. So.
No, especially on your own.
Yes, I didn't.
You know
like
what
to
you
travel.
Like?
I don't like to travel abroad.
No, he doesn't.
No.
And Punjab, we came for you, and we appeared in court, and you know, after you and I and Ken and the defender got talking, the judge was so confused he convicted the prosecutor.
Yes. Yes. At one stage, I voted for the death penalty.
Yes.
And I apologise for that. But the case looked pretty shoddy, I must say.
They put it together with sellotape, this case.
Yeah.
It was a fraud. And we
You did. You did speak on my behalf rather beautifully, Mr. Marty. Thank you very much. You must have a knowledge of the law.
Yes.
And thank God we got out of there because my cellmate, I don't like him so much, you know, he was very difficult in the prison.
Yes.
He used to beat me.
Oh.
Oh, we played backgammon. Never could I win this bastard.
And so here you are, but you're back.
Yeah, I'm back and I've got this new business, which I'm very excited about, but I now can't. I'm banned from leaving Australia and coming back into Australia. So if I leave Australia, I can't come back.
Well, you better not leave then.
Well, yeah, you're stuck with me.
You're in trouble. You're in big trouble.
So what I've been doing is looking around for an apartment.
Oh.
You know, I got to stay here. What area?
Yeah.
All the good areas, man.
Yes.
You know, Thomastown.
Who?
Thomastown.
Thomastown.
Thomastown is lovely.
Yes.
Sunshine to some beautiful sunshine.
Sounds beautiful,
oh,
doesn't it?
Deer Park.
Oh, you like deer, don't you?
Nice.
Venison.
Sunbury.
Yeah, yes, that's a good one.
Beautiful.
What about...
I found one place with a lovely balcony overlooking the rent.
Okay, what about a beautiful place like Dandenong?
Dandenong a bit far.
Is it?
Yeah, it's a bugger of a commute.
Yes. How would you get from anywhere else? What? You don't have a car?
No. What? I go on the train.
Are you on the train?
Yeah. And because I'm from Bangladesh, we actually go on the train.
Oh, okay. You sit on top.
We sit on top. We do that.
And we're what about...
Oh, Stampy. Stampy cannot sit on top of the train.
He can't.
He's Number one, A, you can't get the bugger up there.
No.
Can't get the bugger down, and he squashed the train.
Yeah. Not so I can see the disadvantage.
So we need... It's very difficult. You got a real estate agent. They say, are you married? No. You know, do you have rent history? No.
Yes.
Do you have any pets? Only one. What do you got? We got elephant. And and they say, we'll let you know. That means no.
Oh, I see. You're right. Absolutely right. Well, this is great, but we're all back.
Mm.
We might have.
I'm happy to be back.
Might have a special guest coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was good listening to the old episodes, wasn't it?
I did enjoy it. Yeah, it was interesting. We were just still kind of finding our way a little bit.
Yeah, walking in the walls.
Yep, that sort of thing. Putting on glasses.
So Elsie was there.
Good old Elsie.
I haven't got her anymore. She's gone.
No, she died.
Yeah,
did you know
well,
that? Yeah, she
no
got
wonder
cancer of the leukemia.
Yes. And
which is a terrible thing.
Yes.
That'll get you.
There was a few catchphrases on there I noticed too.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Don't love it.
Well, yeah, no, that's Fatso, and he's still with us today.
Yes.
Fatso, you didn't come up to Sydney?
No. No, I couldn't come up because I was working on trams.
Oh, it was a busy time for you.
Oh, yeah, very.
School holidays.
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, how'd that go?
Good and bad.
Yes.
Good that I was working on the trams.
Yes.
And bad that I had to work on the trams.
Ah, I see. I see.
But,
I see.
But I was picking up revelers.
You're getting money, but you're getting also hassle.
Exactly. Oh, big time
in
hassle.
In Bendigo.
But you're in a cubicle now.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, they put you behind glass perspex. So it's like visiting Punjab in prison.
Oh, wow. How do you, you don't even have to collect money or anything, do you?
No, no.
But if someone's getting hurt, you just watch.
No, it's all touch
up. It's like watching TV.
No, they just come on and touch you up.
They come and what?
Touch you up.
Do they?
Mm.
With a tippy-tappy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I always wanted the, when they did the first advertising for the phone and all that, I always thought they should have called it tippy-tappy. I think that would have been a great advertising angle.
Well, when I thought they mobile phone, I assumed it dangled above you on from the roof and a series of them, and they sort of went around.
Oh, I see. You look for little babies.
Yes.
A mobile phone mobile. That's a good idea.
I thought so.
That's not a bad idea.
Write that down.
Yeah, I will. I'm writing it down now.
Write that down.
What did you do in New Year's?
Wait a minute, I'm writing it down.
Oh.
It's a good idea.
Punjab, what did you do New Year's Eve? Hey. What did you do New Year's Eve, Punjab? Quickly.
I was in the big house.
Oh, of course you were.
Getting reamed.
Of course you were. Getting what?
Reamed. I was held down by four guys. Oh, man.
There could be worse things than that.
Oh, yeah. I tell you what's worse. Yes. They don't ring. They don't write. No calls. Nothing.
You don't want to be the rimmer.
I felt a bit.
It's better to be the rimmer.
Oh, yeah. No. Rimmer gooda.
No. You can't get that taste out of your mouth. Even with Diet Coke.
Ew.
Marty, what did you do New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, I was on air, 3AW.
Oh, were you? Mm. Oh, that's lovely. You know what I did?
Tell me, Kenneth.
I went to see A Christmas Carol.
Isn't that good?
It is one of the best shows I've never
Isn't
felt so
happy. Isn't
that
lovely?
How happy do you feel at that show? They're passing the sausages down. The people talk to you. It's
sausages.
Yeah, didn't it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. They pass the food over your
I know.
Head. Did you get it?
Did you get a mandarin?
They threw it at it.
You didn't have it?
No.
That's some mandarin.
It concussed me for a while.
Yeah. Did you get a minced pie?
Yeah,
mince
we got minced pies. Yes. It's a show that gives instead of takes. And I believe it's on every year.
Not with that guy. Not with the
no,
Game
not
of Thrones
him.
Guy.
He was good, but wasn't he?
Wonderful.
He's out of Games of Thrones.
Was he crying in your one at the
yeah,
end?
Yeah.
How does he do that every
yeah,
show?
I know. He was very, very
How
good.
Were your seats?
Second row.
So were we.
Yeah. Not the
Two
best
nights
place
before
to be,
I
mate.
Tested positive for COVID too, so everybody in the concert, I think, would have got
that may
got
be,
it.
Oh, that's not good. Maybe why the show closed, is it?
No, it ended. Like, it finished.
But, you know, it's good to have seats two rows from the front. It is
wonderful.
Good. But also, not too bad to be a little bit further back, I thought, for that show.
No, I liked it. I felt part of it.
Well, you were nearly on the stage.
Oh,
I had to learn my lines.
What about the girl from Neighbours? Is that who it was? I had no idea. Vicky knew. The older woman.
No, Sons and Daughters. No, Home and Away.
Home and Away. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah. But I didn't either. She knew me. A lot of the cast knew me.
Yes.
And when they were coming round.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, all that shit.
Yes.
They were all saying, "G'day, mate, how are you?" And Merry Christmas. "Hello, mate, how are you?" All that shit. So I knew a lot of them.
Did they say God bless...
the child?
No, God bless one and all and Marty Fields?
No, they didn't say that.
Tiny Tim? Little Tiny Tim?
No.
Played by girls. Unusual.
Little cross-dressing transsexual girls.
Unusual, I thought.
I wasn't happy.
Aren't boys allowed to stay up?
Apparently.
I'll tell you who's a good actor, a little boy. There's a show just come on Australian called Boy Swallows Universe.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Boy Swallows Universe or yes. World?
No, Universe. Universe.
Universe now?
Yeah.
It's the bigger version.
It's a series. But it's true. And the boy who plays it, oh, my God, he is phenomenal. He's going to be a big star. So is the other boy. I bet you they'll both be big stars worldwide.
Well, they will if they swallow the universe. Yeah. They'll be huge.
Oh, you should see him cry. Oh, my goodness.
You know what they do?
What?
They hammer a nail through his foot.
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah.
Yes, you don't want to do too many takes.
No.
So, well, that's good. Did you have a good New Year's Eve? Did you like being on air? Did you come back?
I did. I enjoyed it. I was on with Simon Owens and Philip Brady on AW, and
yes.
We saw in the new year. Now, Philip's had a nasty fall. Last week, he fell in his driveway. His dog dragged him over, Philip Brady, and he's broken his hip.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm a bit concerned because people who are in their 80s and break their hip, 40% survival, 40% mortality.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Speaking of falling over.
Yes, please. Have you fallen over lately?
Yes, I did, Kenneth.
Unbelievable.
Yesterday, yes. I was at the dog park.
Yes.
Marty's at it.
I can play it if you want.
No, don't, please. And Sylvie and her friend Jerry were fighting, play fighting.
Yeah.
And they got under my feet and I trod on Sylvie.
Oh.
And she made the squeal noise. Yeah. And that sort of freaks you out a bit.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And I then stepped up and then stupid Jerry, a 9-month-old, biggest friggin' golden retriever you've ever seen in your life, this dog.
Right.
Huge. It's going to be as big as a house when it finally grows up. Hit my other leg out of the way and I fell over the top of them and landed on my elbow.
Oh.
And it all went up into my shoulder. My entire weight got taken in my shoulder.
Oh.
And I went down like a bucket of shit and I felt awful. I was lying on the ground. I was shaking and I thought, oh, fuck, I've really hurt myself.
Oh.
Luckily, I could tell it wasn't... dislocated, but I thought, have I broken my clavicle, which is your collarbone? Have I done something to my scapula, which is your shoulder blade? What have I done? I'm lying there, and my friend came running over, who happened to be having a picnic on the other side of the park. Quite extraordinarily, guess what he does?
He's an osteopath.
He's not an osteopath.
Okay.
He's sort of a bit further up the line from that.
Okay.
He is the chief orthopedic surgeon at the Children's Hospital.
Oh.
It's all he does. Fixes bones.
Oh.
He does nothing else.
He's
the boss of them. Young bones. And here I am, 62-year-old fat bone fuck boss. Lying on the ground.
Yeah.
So he's getting like eight patients at once, pretty much. And he's so kind and he's helping me and he's there, you know, and he said, what I'm worried about is your rotator cuff.
Yes.
And
you should be worried about
yeah,
that.
And I just settled down for a while and they were so kind. His whole family came over. Well, I knew them because they live up the street from me.
They bring you food?
No. Well, they offered me a drink,
oh.
But it was Prosecco and I don't enjoy Prosecco.
No, yeah.
It's a terrible drink.
Yeah,
I don't know
doesn't
how
go well
caught
with
it. It was dreadful.
Bourbon.
No, thank you. And then they offered me a twisty. Now you're talking. Now you're talking.
Yes.
That's what they should serve in hospitals.
That's right.
Mr. Fields, I'm sorry, you've got terminal cancer, but here's some twisties.
I'd be happy.
I'd be happy.
Me too.
Take the good with the bad.
What flavour?
Cheese too.
Oh,
don't
good.
Be doing chicken.
No.
Anyone who likes chicken twisties would give their mother up.
Well, I like
them. Don't, please.
I like them, but you can't have too many of them.
No.
No.
And not even in the same boat
you
as
pay you
cheese
the next day, you know, for those
do
twisties.
You?
Did you?
Your fingers stay yellow. You
yes,
look like you've got hepatitis of the hand.
Yes, that's not what I was thinking.
Anyhow.
Yes.
He sees me and, you know, like he's helped me and everything. And then I had to take Sylvie out later for a walk because she didn't get much of a walk because obviously after I fell ass over it, I just took her home.
Yeah.
And he was out on the street again because he lives like 10 doors up from me.
Wow.
And he said, how's it feeling? I said, I took some anti-inflammatories. He said, good. I said, I iced it. And he said, perfect. I said, I took some pain tablets. He said, you've done everything. And
here's
I said,
my bill.
And he said to me, no. Oh. He said, if it is a rotator cuff injury, you'll need to get it scanned and you'll need a referral. I can do all that for you.
Oh.
So just come and knock on my door and I'll just write all that up for you and you can avoid the GP stuff and everything. And I said, how will I know if I need to see you? And he said, it'll be worse tomorrow.
Yep.
And worse again the next day.
Today?
And today, much better.
Oh, good.
Much better. So I'm off the hook. I could have been really nasty though.
Oh.
Man. I really, really thought I'd hurt myself.
As you know, I suffer from shoulder injury and horrible. Never goes. Well, remember, I went to your guy.
My guy.
In Brunswick.
Cream of some young guy.
What's he?
What oh, is, yeah,
what
yeah.
What do they call him?
Yeah, the torturer.
Melodian. What's he called?
You know the guy.
Yeah, but what's the name? Of his
Melodian? Official, I think that's problem. An instrument.
Is he from the Disney
Mastodon?
Series?
Mastodon?
What's it called?
Moema?
What's it called? No.
It's a town. No. Moana.
What's it called?
I can't turn and sunny at the ocean. He's a
metropolitan. What is he?
A metronome?
what's it called then?
Masturbator.
Yeah.
He's a myotherapist.
That's it. Myotherapist.
Which Mike is this terrific bloke too, yeah. But loves, yes. Loves pain.
Loves swearing.
He gets that from me.
He's like the Family Guy.
Oh yeah.
Live.
Yeah.
He swears a lot. I thought, don't you?
You don't look at what I put up online, do you?
Never.
Okay.
But it's not just you. Don't take it personally.
Well, I found this sensational clip of a Family Guy.
Yes.
Where the father and the dog are in a car, in a plane.
Yes.
Welcome, thank you for flying Irish Air. We'll be landing in 5 minutes. I can't wait to get a drink, says Peter Griffin. The dog says, why do you associate everything to do with alcohol with Ireland? It's a mean stereotype and it's racist. Anyway, the plane lands and the entire runway is full of beer bottles. It's pushing them out of the way.
That's at times is a great show and other times not so much, isn't it? Hit and miss.
Hit and miss.
He's just done, as I told you before, he's just done a new series of Ted.
Yep.
And it's funny because it's kind of like Family Guy, but with real people,
yeah.
Except for the teddy bear.
Yeah.
But they swear a lot. I would say 120, 150 Fs.
You count them, do you?
I was going to do that last night just so I could say that today.
Is it time There's, for Fatso song?
Hang on. We've got lots of things. We've been away for a long time. I've got messages coming out of my Yazoo.
Go.
All right. By the way, on New Year's Eve, I got this written down. I saw a lovely thing that night. A homeless man was asleep in the city, cuddling his big dog, who was also asleep.
It was his wife.
Well, not so good then. Mm. All right, here's the message. We've got lots of messages. First of all, Gail Robertson, Gail Robertson, she listens to us quite a bit, has just become a grandmother, so congratulations. She wants to know, have you got a name for the granddaughter to call her?
What do you mean?
Well, if you had a grandchild,
yeah.
What would they call you?
Inheritance.
That's true.
Yes.
Money ticket. So what should her daughter
call? Osteoporosis.
What would her granddaughter call her? She wants a suggestion. Whatever you go with, she's going to take.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Jesus. All right, fair enough. You heard it there.
Is no, that it? No, oh, that's not it. Let's go with Nana.
Nana.
Short for banana. Because I love bananas. You know I love them.
Not Nana, banana.
Nana.
All right. You know what I'm going to get my grandchild to call me? Uncle Ken. Because I am not having a grandchild at my age.
I've seen your kids. They're both ugly. You're not going to have grandkids. Not at all.
Thank you. Are you ready? Peter Alexander.
I love his shorts.
Well, I don't know if it's the same guy. He wrote, hilarious. This is some of these reviews are from Apple, because I didn't know you could leave reviews on Apple.
Oh, you can.
And I had a bit of a look.
I had an Apple this morning.
Oh, did
and
you write
I, it? I left a review on Apple. Too many pips, I said.
Have you had one of those Apple things that cut the apple perfectly?
Yes.
Oh, they're great.
It's a Cora.
Yeah, you can use them for many things. Mm. A pear?
You sound like an ad now. But wait.
It's more.
We'll send you another one. Yes, that's in case right. You want to do two at once. Exactly. Somehow.
And when you get one of those things for birthday or Christmas, you go, you got this for free.
Mm.
You know. All right. This is Peter Alexander. Yep. Hilarious. Worth the listen, trying to work out what they are bloody well on about most of the time.
Yeah.
Happy face.
See?
Hang on, there's more. I didn't realize there's more. Their comic banter is truly great and they bounce off each other really well.
Yes.
Keep it going, guys. It's nice to have a podcast around that doesn't take itself too seriously.
That's us. Oh, thank God for those inflatable suits.
Yes. Another person, Alaguru1.
Alaguru1?
Because they don't, on Apple, they don't always put their names, do they?
No, of course not.
He wrote, episode 207 is great. I don't know what that
was. Episode 208? Not so much.
Yeah. Stop listening after 208. Yes. Yeah. Great show, guys. This one moved along smoothly with funny anecdotes, getting better all the time.
Oh,
what?
Sounds like he's. I'm waiting for a, you know, if only you could keep it up, or, you know, yeah. It's got that vibe.
No, it doesn't do that. It says, been watching the Invasion show on Apple TV. Very good. Thanks, Marty. Ken, we couldn't afford to go to McCartney's concert, but the comment about people getting up and moving around reminds me of some concerts I went to in the 80s, Pink Floyd and Jeff Rotel.
Don't worry about anybody on stage getting up and moving around.
Now, Pammy17 says this, like your banter, but don't love it.
Oh, I see what she's done there. Yeah, I see what she's done there.
And then she's written.
Yeah.
Now, this is exactly what she's written, Marty. I'm not lying to you.
Uh-oh.
Switch off with Monkey and Fatso.
Monkey. Monkey.
Is that a new character you've come up with?
I got no monkey.
Who's Monkey?
Is she talking about me? Yeah. That's so racist.
Yeah.
I hate that bitch. What's her name?
Pammy17.
I kill you!
I think it's... Because I'll read it complete, all of it, all right? Like your banter, but don't love it. Switch off with Monkey and Fatso, but live your wit. Watching the Royal Horses.
Horses? What's a horse?
I don't know. I don't know what that is.
You know what I think?
What?
Fuck you.
Okay. Well,
it's,
you know.
It's prison talk. I learned that in prison.
Oh, there's worse reviews than that one.
Oh.
Here's from Joe.
You know you don't have to read every one.
No, but these are just the good ones.
You're trying to bring me down.
No, these are the good ones. Love the banter. Love the wit. Keep on playing. Just keep playing episodes and laugh every time. Oh, every episode. Don't stop. All right, so that's good.
That's good.
Yeah. This one, NJSJGL.
I hate that guy.
Old Rockers. Ep. Insert. Head shake. Did we do one on Old Rockers?
Why would he need to abbreviate it? Like, it doesn't sound to me that he's sitting there so pressed for time.
Yes.
You know, like he's a cardiothoracic surgeon or
you
something.
You think he's maybe saying it into his phone? Insert. Head shake. Is that how it works?
Perhaps, Siri? Yes. I don't know.
I've listened to all the episodes at least twice. A few of the bands I don't really know, but same for the movies, but who cares? Not me. That is why I continue to listen. So fun to listen to. Thanks, Marty and Ken. Little Jody Lou.
Good on you, Jody, and thank you for giving me top billing finally.
Yeah. On the other hand, Mark Cannon, pure dribble.
Dribble. Not drivel.
Yes. This.
Not drivel. Dribble.
Dribble.
Yeah, it's supposed to be drivel, Mark. Oh. Canon.
This podcast is absolute. Well, how can I say this nicely? Perfect, but my standards aren't that high. So that was, it turned out it went the other way.
It did. It took a left turn.
Yeah. Paul and Larissa Fuckner, who we know.
Love the Fuckners.
Yeah. They've been playing the lyric game at their part at when they go out to dinner and stuff, and they said it's incredible to play.
There you are.
That's good. We've thought.
Speaking of which.
We listen to this show with a drink. We are now alcoholics. We love Cal and Marnie.
Who?
I think they're referring to how...
Ken and Marty?
Yeah. Because what's her name always gets her name wrong.
She's got a fucking head injury.
Morty 666, good chuckling entertainment.
Okay. Can you stop? You need to stop soon.
No, this is good.
No, I don't care.
Love Marty's joke of the day.
Okay, that's lovely.
Okay, this is better.
Stop now.
You've got to hear this one.
Oh, my God.
This is from iReview Podcast. You ready?
Here we go.
I review podcasts.
Self-appointed.
Terrible
expert.
Podcast. Don't waste your time.
There you are. See? Self-appointed imbecile. Block them.
Can I do that?
Yep.
Can I?
Yep.
On Apple?
You can block it.
On the Apple podcast?
Block it.
I'll block it. I'll look into it.
I review.
I think I might have removed it.
I have no life.
Now, what do you want?
Should be called. What do you mean? What do I want?
Well, you said
I told Fatso you before, Fatso. Fatso.
It's poem time from Punjab.
What's that?
No, it's poem time.
It's poem. Hang on. Pumpkinhead. Let me turn it up so I can hear it, and I will get right onto it. What are we doing? You want to do the lyrics?
Yeah, it's my segment, Kim.
It was your segment. We hijacked it. All right. What's it? Let me see. Fatso. F sharp. That's not right. G sharp.
Oh!
No, that's not it. Poem. No. Lyrics.
Song lines.
What's that?
With Fatso.
What's this,
you
buddy?
Won't know what song it is, but we're going to tell you a little bit of the lyrics.
Oh, it's the old one.
It'll do. It's better.
That's it?
Better than anything else we've got. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
You get it right, you get a point. You get it wrong, the other person get a point. Got it?
Yeah. If I get it wrong, everyone listening, scull a shot.
Scull a shot.
Yeah. Paul.
Not have a shot.
Get the tequila.
Yeah. How can you have half a shot?
You could sip a shot.
Nobody sips a shot.
I do.
You're not going to take away my shot. Go.
First one. Here's the lyric.
Yes, I'm waiting for it.
Oh, 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 oh. There's two possible answers for that, actually, now I think about it.
Oh, 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 it's magic. No.
Oh, I thought you nearly had it then. You got the words right. Oh, that's...
No, I don't know.
It's, well, I'll give you two. It's Caught in a Bad Romance, a Bad Romance by Lady Gaga. No, that's the other one. Is it?
That's bad.
No, that's it.
Baby.
That's it. Yeah, that's
it's
it.
Not, it should be some O's and some R's in there.
We quibble.
No quibble. You listen.
What about It Could Have Been, Billy Joel, Uptown Girl? That could have been it. So that means one to me.
No, there's only eight O's in that one. All right. If you're going to play that way, no, I'll give you a hard one.
I thought a bit of fun to start it off.
Oh, that was a bit of fun.
Don't sharpen your claws over there.
I'm sharpening. All right. I'll give you an easy one.
You'll probably know this one, but I'll give it to you.
Yeah, it's finished. Yours turns over. You're over. My turn.
Oh, so it's been a long time.
You know it works that way.
It's been a long time.
What am I, chop liver?
Go.
Okay.
We're playing this
with
tiny cats.
I'm giving you an easy one. Okay. He slaps you once in a while and you live and love in pain.
That's an easy one, is it?
Mm.
He slaps you once in a while.
And you live and love in pain.
This song would not be played these days. So it's an older song.
You're like a forensic detective.
Yes, that's right. He slaps you once in a while. Who slaps someone once in a while?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Devo, It's a Beautiful Day.
No.
Oh.
He slaps you once in a while, you live in love and pain. Cries alone at night too often. Only women bleed. Ellis Goodbye.
Oh, is that what the words are?
Yes.
I'm not a great lyricist. You know that. Well, I am a great lyricist, but I'm
are
not
you?
A great listener.
You're a good self-promoter.
Of lyricists. If you'd like me to quote you some of my lyrics?
Please don't.
Boys, we be boys. Yes. Young girls are our toys.
I am God.
I am God.
Big Ed.
Give me credit when it's due.
So we're one each, Pumpkin Ed. Let's get on with it.
Oh, I should have used one to taste. There must be some kind of way out of here.
Said the poet to the thief. All along the watchtower.
It's Joker to the thief, but I'll accept that as yes. Who say it?
Well, it depends who you're talking to, but Jimi Hendrix. Great. Or Bob Dylan.
All right, that's only one. Yes. So,
2-1 now.
It's like ping pong.
2-1 now.
Do you play ping pong?
Yeah, very good.
Do you?
You know I am. You came to my ping pong party.
Oh, yeah.
That I had a trophy made for the winner. I won it.
You won it, yeah.
I won my own trophy.
That was a bit rude. You could have played off. You could have pretended.
Oh, fuck.
Could have thrown
that.
The game.
No.
I got a ping pong.
Listen.
Right, yep.
They're doing it over there, but they don't do it here.
Yeah, I don't know where you come up with these songs. This is a hard one.
It's number one world hit.
It's got to be doing the neutron dance.
They're doing it over there, but they don't do it here. Fashion. David Bowie.
Is it really?
Yes.
Does that mean
that's
it's over?
3-1 and it is over, and Marty wins again.
What a stupid game.
Time for my poems.
All right.
Okay, this I've had time to do it, because when you sit
it's
in the big
poem
house.
Poem time from Punjab.
They don't go very long.
I've had to move
to poetry. Because
Ken's
ruining
me singing
everything
my songs.
As usual.
Go.
Okie dokie. Talcum powder doesn't work to make Punjab look white. It just goes lumpy, flakes and falls. The plastic surgeon was right. Good one, bugger. Yeah, good bugger, good. That bastard.
Good bastard, bugger.
A rank arena, 3-in-1. His master's voice and others. All these quality appliances you'll find at Papadum Brothers.
That's funny, boy.
We have deals for everyone. Our service will make you sing. We sell anything at near cost price because we don't pay a thing. Our business model is first rate. Our quality is our code. We sell the things that no one wants to be find on the side of the road. What a beauty. Okay. What's ginger and bleeds? The man asked me. As I stood there in my hat, I said, I don't know what's ginger and bleeds. He answered, half a cat.
Ah. Oh. Went out a bit.
You like that bastard?
A bit nasty there at the end.
You like it or not?
I don't like anything to do with cruelty to animals.
No, me too. Except when it comes to, you know. Anyway.
Yeah, so Punjab. Yeah. How are you feeling now? Everything okay?
Well, I'm okay. You know, it's better not to be in prison. I tell you that for something.
Yes. What was prison like?
Prison?
The
food,
you love it?
Not so good. The food, well, good for me, not so good for other people.
Why?
Well, you know, I'm used to not having so good food.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that you eat worse than people in prison?
Depends. Who's cooking?
I don't know, personally.
When my mother cooking?
Yes.
Not so good.
Oh, not so good.
When you cooking?
Yes.
Even worse.
Oh.
When Vicky cooking, very good.
Oh, Vicky. Hachiki, she's
I good know, because you know what happens. She cooks, she walk away to, you know, go and water a pot plant. I come down and I take food.
Oh. What about what she sent you in prison? A filing case with a cake in it. That was nice. Anything else?
That's funny, Kim.
I'm waiting for the laughter.
No, slow down.
You don't call me Kim.
I can call you whatever I want.
All right. What do you want to do now? Because I've got, you know, plenty of things to talk about. But
wait, we have other segments.
There are segments.
Can I, do you mind?
You want a
Joke of the Week? We've got Joke of the Week.
It's a tight show today.
Yeah, and now it's time for Maury's Joke of the Week.
So this married couple are having a root, you see, and they're into it hot and heavy.
Yep.
And the bloke looks over his shoulder and their little kid, Jimmy, is standing in the doorway. He's about 6 years old and he's watching and the kid says, oh, my God, and he runs down the hallway and the father says to the missus, I'll sort this out, don't worry about it. So he walks out of the bedroom and walks down the hallway and he goes into Jimmy's room and he's rooting his grandmother. And the father stands in the doorway and he says, oh, my God. And the kid turns around and he says, not so funny when it's your mum, is it?
Good bastard. That's one of our sayings, good bastard, that bastard.
You like that bastard?
Yeah. Geez, we had a few catchphrases over the years. We don't use them anymore, Marty.
Yes, we do.
Do we?
My word, we do.
Wiggle room?
You can't teach that.
Yes, wiggle room.
Wiggle room. Well, as soon as we start talking about negotiations, but yes. There's been no negotiations. You know what we need at the start of this year?
What?
Sponsors.
Do we?
We really do, and we will promote you. So if you have a business that you would like, how many people listen to us? Like 50,000 in Australia and more overseas?
Something like that.
But, you know, it's a global marketplace now.
Yes.
You know, the internet.
Probably why Tony Cats didn't do any good.
No, you can't install a
can't
air
go
conditioner
to Hong Kong.
No, you can't go to, you know, Myanmar.
Yes.
And put an air conditioner in.
Yeah, that's right.
That little ball-headed fucking turning up on your front door, you know, covered in mosquitoes and welts.
Not speaking the language.
No.
What are you, mate?
He's coming next week, isn't he?
Oh, Marty.
That's him.
That's
He'll be
him.
Here next week. Is he going to do Is he coming for the next 2 weeks?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, because I must admit that
it's hot in here.
I was going to ask if you want to.
Yeah,
isn't it funny that the two episodes we just randomly picked, by the way, those two episodes, the older ones, both featured Tony Katz?
Yes.
And
including the passion fruit.
Yeah, and he at the original passion fruit, and he was quite a, I must say, quite a joy.
The passion Not now fruit. Though. He's a very down fruit. In the mouth fellow.
Yes.
The passion fruit.
He's coming because he's.
But we're coming because we're going to liven up his
he
life.
He needs something to do, he said.
Oh, well, that's a nice rap, isn't it?
Now, by the way, if
why you are, come to our restaurant? Oh, sick of wife cooking.
No, it's a good idea because we can reach out to our universal audience.
So, yeah.
If there's anyone out there that has a club they think that Tony Katz could join in Melbourne, he's looking for something to get a bit more social, so maybe you could get in touch with us. DM, is it DM or PM?
Just send us a message.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
And we'll pass it on to him because he sincerely is looking for something. He went to the golf club.
And conversely, if you would like some air conditioning fitted or heating.
Yes.
Hillside Air Conditioning and
Giving
cooling.
It for free, are we?
I am, because he's a good little fella and he's a great worker. And you know what people who are, you know, mentally challenged in some areas of their life are very good at one thing.
Savant.
And he is extremely good.
Yes.
At that.
He came the other day. Have you ever had a smoke alarm go off? In fact, our smoke alarm went off on New Year's Day, all day. And then the next time we could get someone was like 6, 7.
All day.
Yeah. All day, you know, it keeps going beep, beep.
Couldn't you get up there?
Nothing would work. I tried the old.
You take the battery out.
I took out the back battery
it
out.
It cannot work if you
no,
take
it
the battery.
It's hot wired.
Oh, it's hot wired.
Yes, yes. You see, that's where you went wrong with your thinking.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so the next door neighbour is an electrician. So I rang him and I said, can I turn off the power and cut the wire? And he goes, I wouldn't do that either.
That's you can do it if you want to, you know, you got a good insurance.
So, you know, I rang up Tony and this is true. There you go. Tony, can you do anything about my smoke alarm beeping?
You'd need two ladders, wouldn't you?
Yes. You know what he said?
What?
No. I don't know anything about that sort of thing.
He was honest.
Then I go to his house.
Integrity.
I go to his house because he's having trouble with his computer again. And what do I see? Next to his bed is a new smoke alarm. And I said, what's that for? And he goes, I'm going to put it in later. I said, I thought you can't put smoke alarms in. He goes, oh yeah, I can. So obviously.
What a lying swine, bloody.
Swine, I thought.
Swine, yes.
So anyway, we went down to Bunnings, got one. And you know what he did? Because the one we got is, it lasts for 10 years. It uses a little, what are those little round batteries? What are they called? You know, CR303.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, use one of them.
Yeah.
So you never change it for 10 years.
No.
I'll be gone by then. And
so will I. We'll both be gone. Should we catch the same cab?
Yes. I was gonna say, if the smoke alarm goes off on my funeral, I don't care. So you know what he did? Got up there. Turn off the power, I'm going to cut the leads. So I cut the leads, tape them up, put them into the roof. That's fair enough. And I said at least 3 times, are you sure you don't want to wait so that the power dissipates? Just in case.
Oh, you think there's still backwash in the
You
power?
Never know.
You do know.
I don't know.
Well, I know.
Was it? No, there wasn't because he didn't fly across the room I was hoping. But
it'd be funny.
Yeah, but I fixed his computer. I fixed it. He said, I can't search for a song, Ken. When you were at my house, I could search for a song. And I said, what, you're searching for a new song? Yeah, new song. So you're searching online for the song? Yeah. Well, see this? Search online. Found the song. He came all the way to my house for that.
It's your segment, Where is Ken? Or something like that.
Sure. But don't you like it when I talk to you with things about things?
No, I love it.
Well,
Can't you see? I'm riveted.
But, Marty.
Look at me.
You are. If you had Botox, it's very hard to tell.
Have you had something?
How do you know?
Have you any work done?
How do you know?
You have, haven't you?
A little bit.
On your eyes?
Yes.
Yes.
How do you know?
Well, you look Asian.
Do you want me to tell you the story?
No, but it's terrible. Where'd you get it done?
Funny story. Well, I went to the Asian shop. $2 shop.
That'll do it. You look just like my brother.
I got an ice cream maker. I was like, I don't want that for Christmas. So trade it in, give me the money, I go get Botox. That's what I did.
Really?
Yeah, truly.
An ice cream maker.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
No.
What a terrible Christmas.
Yeah, they're not very good, the ice cream makers.
Well, they're not ice cream shops, you know.
But I like the Dairy Snow. Is that what it's called? Dairy Queen?
Dairy Queen.
I love Dairy Queen. Now, listen, let's not switch off with Monkey and Fatso, all right?
Oh, it's a Dairy Queen machine.
Supposedly. Didn't work. What am I saying? What do you want? Where am I?
Where is Ken? One of those, yeah. I love them. They're all good fun.
Bad boys.
Nope.
All the snitches. Nope.
Well, you don't want snitches in jail. They're very bad. Snitches, bad time, man.
Is that it? Yeah. All right, where am I? You ready? I'll give you four facts.
Lay it on me, baby.
No, oh, it's me. It's me. It's Pony. Me. Pony. Thank you.
You could do this one. I'm going to do it.
Fact
you
one.
No, it's not facts.
No.
Oh.
Not facts. Well, it is a fact.
Well, okay, go for it.
Poorest country in the world.
Somalia.
Nope. I knew you'd do that.
You did not.
Fact two.
No.
Government banned jogging.
That's a strange thing.
How's that?
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know.
Papua New Guinea.
No. Don't look it up.
No, I'm not.
It won its first Olympic medal in 1996.
That's very obscure. That's a very obscure clue.
Well, you got to put them all together.
I understand, but even so, in Atlanta.
I don't know about that.
I'm telling you.
Yeah?
Won
its first Olympic medal.
Is it an African country?
I don't know.
Of course
I just know the name.
Of course.
I can look it up. I can search while I do this. Because I've got the technology.
Give me another one.
What do you want? Another hint?
Clue, yeah.
This is the last hint.
Oh, God. You're giving me nothing so far. Nothing.
You see, you know everything.
Stephen Hawking wouldn't be able to fucking work this one out.
Ready?
Yes.
The world's longest freshwater lake.
Longest.
Longest, I say.
Longest?
Oh, yeah.
Freshwater lake. Not biggest.
Longest. I'll get ready with the fail.
Yeah, I'd be pretty confident with the fail.
You can have a go? I'll give you a letter. How about a letter to start with?
Yeah.
B. I've never heard of this place, by the way.
Is it Belarus?
Burundi.
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 Yeah, Burundi's in Africa.
Yep.
You got me.
I got you, didn't I?
Yeah, you got me. Like, I'm aware of the country.
Yeah.
But your clues were...
Fantastic. Is that the word you're looking for?
I was thinking more obscure and ill thought out. That's what I was thinking. Well, but it's okay. So it's time for News of the Week.
We beg to differ.
You've broken my little heart.
All right.
Here's Marty.
It's fabulous. It's gossip. It's everything. It's News of the Week.
And first up, and the backlash against Home and Away's prison rape storyline has led Channel 7 to consider whether it ought to drop the soap. Apparently, Heather Mills is in financial trouble.
Oh.
After her divorce settlement from Paul McCartney, I thought she'd really landed on her foot. Madeleine McCann's parents, the girl who was kidnapped, have announced they're having another baby.
Yes.
They've already decided to give it up for abduction. Police have arrested a one-armed shoplifter at Woolworths. They said the hardest part was working out how to handcuff her. The death penalty of a terrorist is being considered by France's legal system. Those suicide bombers must be shitting themselves. Tragic news from the Nestlé factory today as a worker was crushed to death under hundreds of boxes of chocolates. He tried in vain to get help, but his workmates just cheered every time he shouted, "The Milky Bars are on me."
Good ones this week.
And finally, Pope Francis has said after a Vatican summit that the Catholic Church would approach the clergy sex abuse allegations head on instead of the usual way of head down, arse up. To the show!
They were superb. You've
you
had
like those bastards?
All that time you've had off.
Well spent.
Well spent. Very, very, very good they were.
Very kind of you.
I'd just like to call it, how is this? That's how I see
how
it.
How was his?
That's I.
How was his?
That's how I see it. That's what I say.
That's good.
Yeah. Now, I had something I wanted to tell you. I've forgotten. Doesn't matter. Shall we? I'd like to do streaming if you have.
Oh, my God, have I been looking at things.
Me too, if you wouldn't mind.
You first, sir.
I will. Just referring to what you said before, by the way, we are looking for sponsors this year, apparently. Hmm. It's not much to sponsor this show.
No.
For the year. It just means that once you pay the money, we'll be able to put music back into the show.
Yes, we will. And also,
and petrol in your car.
Exactly. And we will promote your business without fear or favour.
Yes.
Constantly.
We'll not do a jingle.
Yes, we will do a jingle for you. No charge.
No charge.
And we will also mention your product or your business constantly throughout the podcast.
Yes.
Which could become tiresome, so we might turn that down just a little bit. But it really is a top investment. I mean, the only reason our previous sponsors have dropped out is because they've all been killed.
Yes, that's right. Yes, unfortunate. Andre fell into a bowl of soup and drowned.
Yes.
Sean O'Kelly.
Armed only with the poor buoyancy of his CDs.
Sean O'Kelly had a balloon explode in his face.
Yes, and blew his entire lips off, and now he can't blow anything up, so he's had to go out of business.
And well, Little Tony Katz is, we can't tell.
No, we don't know what's going on.
We don't know if he's alive or not.
I think he just ran out of money.
He could be the walking dead.
Well, the crawling dead.
Yes. So, yeah, please let us know if you have anything. Now, all right, let's go, because now, you might have seen this. Have you seen The Act?
No.
On Netflix?
No.
Fantastic. You know this story?
No.
She got out of jail last week. This girl, Gypsy, her name is?
Rose Lee?
Gypsy, strangely enough, Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Ooh.
But Gypsy Rose, yes. And she's played by Joey King, who you will remember from...
Young Valentine?
No.
That was Joey Peroni.
Yes. Don't get mixed up with Joey Peroni.
It happens all the time.
No, Joey King. She played the young English girl who was an assassin in The Bullet Train. Fantastic actress.
Oh, yeah.
In this. Now, the story of this is a true story, by the way. The mother of the young daughter becomes very protective of her. The father's gone. We don't know what happened to him at first. And she starts to realize that if she says that her daughter is sick, she can get all the welfare payments, she can get charities, she can even throw charity runs where people will donate money to her, and she's living a great life. So this takes off when she's about, I think, 15, 16. She has to shave her hair because her mum told her that it will never grow back. All lies, by the way. She feeds her out of her stomach because she tells her that she can't eat real food. Again, lies. She puts her in a wheelchair because she said you can't walk very far without getting tired.
Munchausen by proxy syndrome, I think.
What's that?
Munchausen by proxy syndrome.
No, you're thinking of the Seven Dwarfs there.
No. Where the parent is validated by impaired child sicknesses that they lie about. Yes.
Exactly. So this goes on. You know, this is established in the first couple of episodes.
Yes.
But then what happens is we discover that, she's not allowed to use a computer.
Hurry up.
Oh, wow.
Hurry up, or I've got to do mine, quick.
All right.
Speed it up. Get to the end. What happens?
What happens in the end?
The butler did it.
In the end, well, do you want me to tell you the end? If you're going to watch this, turn off now because I'm going to...
No, don't tell me the end. But you enjoyed it. Don't go on with the story.
The girl just got out of prison.
You don't need to... You don't need to tell me a story about the show.
No, that's right.
Just
should be a
tell
synopsis.
Me why you like the show.
Should be a synopsis.
No. The synopsis is about the story.
Right.
Tell me what you enjoyed about the show.
Oh, the acting is superb. But Patricia...
Production values.
Patricia Arquette plays the mother.
I love her.
Yes. Wonderful. You love to hate her because she always plays the roles that you hate.
Love her.
True
Romance.
Joey King. Yes.
The Tarantino film.
Also, remember the show I once talked about called Escape from...
Alcatraz?
No, it wasn't Alcatraz. It was the other one, but she played similar role of the, you know...
Colditz?
Sort of Colditz.
Hunchback?
Well, let's go on with... what do you want to know? Joey King, fantastic actress.
Any relation to BB King?
Not at all.
What about Dairy King?
No. No.
He's married to Dairy Queen, you know.
I know. That's it. I love Dairy Queen. I know. Go on. Go ahead.
I have watched Slow Horses.
Oh, I don't know that.
Slow Horses. Now, there, Gary Oldman.
Slow Horses
is a twist. It's a bit of a joke name used in the British underground, MI5 and the spies for Slough House, which is where they basically put people who have fucked up in MI5 and they send them to Slough House. And they get all these crappy little details and everything. Gary Oldman is their boss. The lines that he throws at them is just sensationally funny. But I'm telling you, this is some series and it is huge on streaming.
How does one get this?
Slow Horses, you would need to go to Apple.
Of course you do.
You go to Apple and you enjoy it. It is a great show, and that's all I've got on that. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back for another year of
first show back.
Yeah, it was cool, man. Thank you for your feedback, good and bad. We appreciate all input. You're the reason why we're here, gang, so we really appreciate you listening to us. We do hope you enjoy our little silly banter. Nope. And we're not trying to be funny. We are just genuinely funny. Next week, tune in for Tony Katz, the man who will make you feel clever.
We hope he'll be here.
Well, he could be here.
You never know with Tony Katz.
You do never know. No, he could have. Somebody could have reported him lost and he got picked up with the Lost Dogs Home ambulance.
Yes.
And he's waiting to be adopted.
He could have been walking his little dog around his stomach, you know, with that lead that he wears like Phil Galotta. And they could have taken the dog
and
he went with it.
And did not differentiate between the two. And said, this one needs to be spayed.
Oh,
so he's currently being spayed.
Oh, dear.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, dear.
Bye-bye, everybody. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We love you.
Yeah.
Shut up, bully.